Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I'm going to talk about how a narcissist can be sneaky. And if you've been around enough narcissists, you're going to see that the narcissist has a sneaky mind. They have a criminal mind, all right? So a lot of things that you don't even realize when you're with the narcissist, you see later on and you say to yourself, wow, they're really sneaky people and they do sneaky things. So I put together a list of things that a narcissist will do that you don't even realize about how sneaky they are, okay? Now, keep in mind, some of these things have to do with, you know, how they're sneaky in cheating or how they're sneaky in other ways trying to hurt you. So it kind of overlaps other things, but I'm just going to run through the list about how narcissists are sneaky and put down some things that maybe you guys aren't aware of, all right? Number one, how a narcissist is sneaky. They record you, okay? Narcissists, this is when they cause reactive abuse. They may, you know, take out their phone. They may record you getting upset, and then they want to post it on social media or they want to show other people. And, you know, they do this because they want to make you look crazy, all right? The other way that they record you, you guys, and I actually had somebody comment about this on a post. They said after they broke up with their narcissist, they found a bunch of voice recorders all over their apartment. And this is true, okay? Why? Because a narcissist is paranoid. They always feel that you're doing something shady that they're doing, okay? Now, there's a difference between a narcissist doing that and let's say you're doing that. You're putting out voice recorders or something. You're doing that because the narcissist put you in a position where you feel uncomfortable, where you're questioning your own mind because you have that cognitive dissonance. Very different from when a narcissist tries to record you. They're trying to do it, you know, because they have malicious intent where they're trying to humiliate you or, you know, discredit your mental state, or they, you know, they're just paranoid and they want to catch you cheating because they are, you know, they think you're doing something they're doing. So narcissists are sneaky in the sense they want to record you. Now, another thing that a lot of people don't realize how narcissists are sneaky, narcissists are going to do background checks on you, okay? You know, a lot of times we talk about, oh, you got to check out somebody, you know, you're dating and everything, and you're checking out the narcissist, you know, but what you don't realize is that the narcissist, and especially, you guys, these are the narcissists that are after money. They're going to Google you. They're going to look up where you live. They're going to look up how much you paid for your house. They may do a background check to see, you know, if you've had bankruptcies, what you own, what properties you own, where you've lived. A narcissist, a scammer will do something like that. They want to see what you got, all right? They may have a suspicion that you have money, but they're gonna do background checks on you and they're gonna check you out, okay? They're gonna try to figure out, you know, all the information they could find on you, your age, what you own, who you're related to. They may look up your relatives and see what they're about. Do they have money or what the relationship? See, one thing about narcissists, they're very good at studying people. So if they're after something big like money or something, they're going to look and see if you have any kind of money or you have any kind of assets. So they may Google you, do background checks. That's how they're sneaky. And they won't say anything to you, but they want to see if you're worth the time of them putting all that love bombing in and put all their time and attention in. They want to make sure that there's a prize at the end of the rainbow for all the work that they're putting in, you know, to try to manipulate you. That's how some narcissists can be very sneaky, because they're looking to steal your money, or they're looking to move into your house or take over, you know, in your home and everything like that. They're looking to steal from you, you guys, all right? Maybe they want you to invest in a business. Another way, you guys, that narcissists are sneaky is they steal your possessions in the home, okay? You may find things missing, and you have to understand, A narcissist has a criminal mind, so they are a basic thief. All right, they don't think twice of maybe taking something in your house that they feel you won't notice is gone or is missing or something like that. So if they feel they can get away with it, they're going to go for it. Why? Because narcissists don't have morals and values, all right? They're going to do what's going to benefit them, and they don't care, you know, whether it hurts you. They're just going to deny it or play stupid and say, oh, I don't know. I don't know what happened to that, all right? So they're sneaky in the sense that they will steal from you, all right? Another way that a narcissist is sneaky, and this is obvious, is that they talk about you behind your back. There's your covert narcissist. They're the sneakiest of all of them, all right? That's why people say they're the most dangerous. They can be the most dangerous if they're a covert malignant narcissist and they can inflict, you know, physical damage on you. But yeah, they will talk about you behind your back and yet they'll pretend to be loyal to you, all right? That is the covert narcissist, the biggest backstabber out there. Smile to your face, pretend to be in your corner, and will smear you and talk about you and gossip about you behind your back. They are snakes, okay? So that's another way that a narcissist can be sneaky, all right? And the most obvious way, you guys, they cheat on you. Obviously, people that cheat on you are very sneaky-minded people. They're trying to get over. You know, they want to fulfill themselves. They have no empathy for you, all right? Another way, okay, that a narcissist can be sneaky is on their social media accounts, they don't post anything about what they're doing because they have so much supply and so much going on, they don't want anybody to know where they're going or what they're doing. See, there's narcissists that will boast about what they do and put up these pictures, and then there's narcissists that are very private because they're sneaky, because they're doing shady shit, and, you know, they have a lot of supply, but they'll put up, like, generic memes and stuff like that because they want to portray that they're this innocent person. They may put up religious memes to portray, you know, they're a very religious person or they're, you know, a godly person. They want people to think they're innocent. Why? Because they're so corrupt. So when a person is very corrupt, they're going to want to portray the exact opposite. A narcissist is going to want to portray the exact opposite. Why? To fool you so that you trust them. So narcissists, you know, they don't show their hand. A covert narcissist will not show their hand on social media and let you see certain things because they're doing things that maybe they shouldn't be doing, all right? A lot of times they don't even want to post where they're going or who they're with, because they don't want the other supply or people to know, all right? They like to move sneakily so that, you know, they know something that you don't. See, a narcissist loves to be sneaky because it gives them a sense of power in that they know something that you don't. They're smarter than you in their minds because, you know, they're able to get one over on your eyes, or they love to keep you in the dark. This is the covert narcissist again. They love to keep you in the dark, all right? That's how they have power over you, by confusing you and keeping you in the dark and doing things that you don't know about, all right? Another obvious way that narcissists are sneaky is they contact other supply behind your back, or they're still in contact with their exes. Typical narcissistic behavior. They tell you it's over with their ex, but they're still talking. They're still, you know, reaching out to them. They may still be getting together with them in a situationship, all right? But it's, again, it's sneaky behavior behind your back, all right? Now, I'm going to bounce around, you guys, because this list, I made this list late last night, and I put a lot of stuff on it, so it jumps from different scenarios of how they're sneaky. So just, you know, bear with me as I go through this list, all right? Another way that they're sneaky is they go through your drawers looking around at what you have when you're sleeping, all right? When you are living with a narcissist, or let's say you have a narcissist in your home, when you go to sleep, you always have to sleep with one eye open with a narcissist. And why is that? Not so much because they'll be texting somebody else when you fall asleep, or maybe calling somebody in another room when you go asleep, but they also want to see everything that you've got. Covert narcissists, and I'm going to be talking primarily about covert narcissists in this podcast, they are very sneaky. They want to see what you have. They may be looking through your drawers. They may try to see what kind of jewelry you have. They may look through your mail. They may look up your bank statements. They want to see what do you have that they could steal, or what do you have to offer them. So a covert narcissist, when you are sleeping, will be lurking around your house, okay? Trust me when I tell you, they will be lurking around your house. Or let's say you run to the store, they will be looking around at your house and looking to see what you have there, okay? Why? They're sizing up the situation of what you have to offer them. They're looking to see if they could steal something, and they also want to see, they're looking to see, you know, what there is there. They also like to see if there's anything that there that they could, you know, hold against you down the road or blackmail you for. Anything kind of personal information or something like that. Because narcissists love to have power over you, and they also are blackmailers, all right? How do I know? Because I had somebody do it, all right? How do I know a lot of this? Because I've been through it, and that's why I'm telling you guys. So they always, you know, they're nosy, and they go through your personal stuff. They're not a person that respects other people's property, all right? Matter of fact, some of them will even damage your property. Like, in other words, they may spill a drink or something and not even clean it up. But if you ever went to their place, they'd have a holy shit fit, like, oh, don't do this, or don't touch this, or what'd you do here? Okay. But meanwhile, when they come to your place, they don't care, you know, what they do to your place. All right. Like, you know, they can burn a hole in the rug with a cigarette and they don't care. All right. So they're very, you know, selfish people, self-absorbed, and they will be lurking around looking at everything that you have because they're nosy, because they feel entitled. So you cannot trust a narcissist, you guys, and you especially can't trust a narcissist in your home, all right? Because trust and believe, they will go through your shit, all right? For whatever reason, or it could just be because they're nosy, all right? They want to see what you have. Do you have more than them, you know? All right, let me get along through this list, all right? They also, another way they're sneaky, you guys, is they'll talk to your friends and family behind your back to get info on you, okay? Or some of them are so dirty, they'll even talk to your older kids and, or even could be younger kids, to try to, you know, get information out of your kids about you, all right? This is how dirty a narcissist can be and how sneaky they could be. They'll go to your people behind your back and try to get information, all right? They may, you know, try to find information about what your assets are, you know, if you were left money, do you still talk to your ex? So they're going to be sneaky in that way and ask these people when you're not around, okay? And they're going to try to manipulate these people so that they can use them to their benefit. They're going to try to manipulate your own people, friends and family, you know, maybe to like them, to win them over. They're going to manipulate these people to manipulate you. And if they can't manipulate your friends and family, they're going to have a great aversion to them, and they're going to hate their guts and not want you to be around them, all right? Another way, okay, that the narcissist is very, very sneaky, all right, is a lot of times, and you may find this out, you know, if you later on in life, or if you've been living with somebody, you may find things, is some of them have addictions, all right? They may be drinkers and alcoholics. They may be into drugs. They may be big into watching porn, okay? And they're going to do all of these things most of the time when you're not around, okay? So I've heard stories where people say they found bottles of alcohol under the narcissist's bed that they didn't even realize they were drinking. You know, they're sneaky watching porn when you're not around. And they're doing all these kind of things because maybe they don't feel comfortable with you around, and they try to portray that they're this, you know, honest church-going person, okay? And meanwhile, they could be drinking, drugging, and watching porn, all right? So you never really know the covert narcissist because, you know, they hide shit, all right? They never are open, honest, transparent people, and they always have a secret life going on. And that secret life is not necessarily just about cheating or being with other people. That secret life could be like what I said, drinking, drugging, it could be porn, it could be prostitution, it could be, you know, they could be a closet homosexual. There's a lot of things that they could have a secret life that you don't know about, all right? And, you know, they portray one way with you, but then they have a secret life that you don't know about, okay? They may try to be the church-going person and everything like that. And meanwhile, when you, they could be cheating and having threesomes and be into freaky shit, okay? So with a covert narcissist, you're never really going to know what they're doing because a lot of them are freaks, okay? A lot of them are freaks. A lot of them put on that image that they are this clean cut, you know, they're the church going or synagogue going or mosque going, you know, holy type of person, all right? You know, the holier somebody tries to portray they are, a lot of times the more corrupt they are, all right? It's funny because it's not really funny, but, you know, I just saw on the news how a pastor in a church, you know, was molesting a 15-year-old girl in the basement of the church, all right? And you say to yourself, this shit is still going on. Here's a pastor who was 71 years old molesting a 15-year-old girl in a church, portraying to all these people that he is this pure thing, and yet he's got this sneaky life of molesting kids in the basement of the church, all right? Right here in the news in New York, disgusting, disgusting, all right, behavior. This is why I say with a narcissist, you don't ever really know these people because they always have secrets and they're sneaky, all right? They're sneaky and they do, you know, sneaky, cruel things, all right? So let me move along, you guys. I got to get through this list. Other ways that narcissists are sneaky, covert narcissists, they delete everything off of their phone. So they'll delete everything off their phone and they'll say, oh, you want to check my phone? Here, check my phone. So trust and believe if a narcissist says, well, you could check my phone, that they've already deleted everything off that fucking phone. Okay? So don't be a sucker. All right? They're one step ahead of you. So you be one step ahead in your thinking and realize that they're just setting you up. They already deleted everything off their phone. And go listen to my other podcast about things that a narcissist does when they're cheating. All right? Go. You can hear it on YouTube as well at the Game Exposed podcast on YouTube. And I really lay it down about things that narcissists do when they're cheating. All right? I really give you guys the game on there. I put a lot of information on there. But this is just basically in this podcast how narcissists can be very, very sneaky. So they'll delete everything off their phone. Like I said, they could put voice recorders around the house. They'll go through your mail. They may see your bank account statements, want to see what you have on there. They may even try to change things, okay? Like, there was a narcissist that a friend of a friend who tried to actually change, you know, the name of the deed of the house on somebody, okay? But they can't do that without somebody else's signature. But these are the kind of underhanded things that a narcissist could do. And a very serious one is they could get a life insurance policy out on you and you don't even know it, all right? This is what we see on Dateline in 48 hours, okay? This is your basic, you know, psychopath, sociopath. You know, they could have narcissistic tendencies and everything. And they take a life insurance policy out on you. And then, you know, you see these stories where they fall off a cliff, okay? And you're saying to yourself, you know, and the family gets up there and they say they would never commit suicide. They would never fall off a cliff. There was a story about that where the husband was up on the cliff. I can't remember the name. And he said, oh, she just fell off the cliff. Okay. Meanwhile, he obviously, you know, it was a case where he got her so drunk and then, you know, there was intent and motive that he, you know, pushed her off the cliff. All right. But obviously, there's a life insurance and policy involved here. Or, you know, they don't want to go through a divorce because they don't want to pay out. But, you know, this is how these narcissists can be very, very dangerous and, you know, be malignant in a sense. You could have a covert malignant narcissist who's the most dangerous. They could, you know, fuck with your car. And I had actually people on my, you know, Facebook page talking about this, how they really believed that the narcissist was playing with their car. Their brakes weren't working and funny things were happening with their cars, you know, when they were arguing and fighting with the narcissist. And listen, don't put anything, you know, past a narcissist because they could be very dangerous. And especially if you're dealing with a covert malignant narcissist, there's an underlying sadistic wickedness there where they could be deadly. So you don't know if they'll do something that could really hurt you and try to make it look like an accident. But you guys, I'm getting off tangent here and I got to run through this list because, you know, they're going to just, you know, disturb me in a minute and then I can't finish this podcast. So let me go through my whole list so that you have the list. The other way that they're very sneaky is they could call the authorities on you and try to get you in trouble with things like CPS, Child Protective Services, all right? This is the real dirty, you know, lowest narcissist out there. We'll call CPS, and this usually happens if you're going through a wicked divorce, all right? They'll call CPS, say you're an unfit mother, an unfit father. Okay, these people are disgusting because they'll put their children's, you know, safety at risk just because they have a vendetta against you. All right, this is how sneaky and horrible and cruel. They don't care about what could happen to their children. They are also sneaky. Like, for instance, they will call cops on you as well. All right, like you could have a narcissistic neighbor who could call cops on you because your dog is barking all the time, or they could file anonymous reports against you and do things like that to try to hurt you. That's how they could be sneaky and be malicious and try to hurt you. They could be sneaky because they could drive by your house and stalk you. Narcissists love to stalk. They love to drive by your house, see if you're alone, see if there's another car there. Okay? I'm running through the list here, you guys. They're sneaky too because they have fake catfish profiles and they troll your social media to spy on you and to harass you. Okay? Whenever you start to get these nasty remarks, a lot of time, and especially if you're a social media influencer, or let's say it's for your business or something, and it's coming from some, you know, fake profile or something like that, 9 times out of 10, it's a narcissistic ex just trying to harass you. Why? Because they're jealous. They're jealous of your success, all right? Or they're just jealous that you moved on in your life, all right? Another way that narcissists are sneaky, again, I think I brought this up, they clear out bank accounts. They love to do that when there's an impending divorce about to happen. It's the first thing they do, they clear out the bank accounts. But, you know, there's a date as to how much money was as per that date. And when you go to court, that judge is going to want you to have to, they're going to make you have to split it because it's marital assets, depending on the state and what the issue is, all right? But I'm not going to get into all that legal stuff right now because that's not what this podcast is about. Just want you to be aware that they will empty bank accounts, okay? And when you're going through divorce, you guys, here's a caveat, they are going to show no money, okay? Even in their own bank accounts, they're going to take out all the money. Why are they going to take out all the money? Because they don't want to pay child support, okay? they don't want to take child support, so they're going to empty out all the bank accounts, or they're going to put it in their family's name or somebody else's name that they trust to try to show the courts that they have no money to try to get out of paying child support, okay? And then what do? They get jobs off the books to try to beat you. But, you know, that's why you go to child support enforcement agency and they will advise you how to handle that, all right? And that's something that I've dealt with. So I know all about this because I've been through this. And this is why I'm trying to, you know, make you guys aware of all the way that narcissists can be sneaky. All right. Another way, like I said, they hide money and they say they're broke. Another thing that narcissists, a real sick narcissist does is they stalk your family. All right. They stalk your family because they not only, you know, are obsessed with you, they may be obsessed with your family, all right? Maybe your family has money, or, you know, maybe they were married to you and they just have anger towards your family or your friends, and they love to stalk them. They love to see what's going on because they have no fucking life, and they, you know, they're trollers. The narcissists are basic little coward, covert narcissists are basic little coward secret trollers. They troll social media. They troll watching your home. They troll your friends and family, all right? Another thing they do, you guys, and how they're sneaky, I'm looking at my list here, is what they'll do is they'll tell people a private secret that you told them. Let's say you told the narcissist something private about you, all right? Maybe you had an operation, you don't want anybody to know. Or, you know, maybe you were a foster child or whatever your situation was, and you told the narcissist. What's that narcissist going to do, you know, when you are at odds with them? They're going to tell everybody your personal secret. This is why you shut your mouth. You don't tell the narcissist anything, because they will use, trust and believe, they will use it against you to hurt you in every way they can. They will smear you and hurt you in every way they can. All right. What's another way that a narcissist will try to hurt you? Not hurt you. It's kind of overlapping here, but how they're sneaky. All right. They could be sneaky because they, another thing that I have on here is they don't want you to be able to sleep. Narcissists hate when you sleep. And why is that? Because they want attention. They constantly want attention, and they're also jealous if you're able to sleep peacefully, because they are very disturbed, anxious. They suffer from anxiety. A lot of them do. All right. That's why they need control to kind of calm that anxiety, because of whatever they went through growing up. They were never at peace. These people are never at peace. So they have anxiety, you guys, and they hate when they see other people at peace. So another way they're sneaky is they try to disturb your peace. They may call you in the middle of the night when you know that you have a big meeting in the morning. They may tell you, oh, just stay up with me. Please talk to me, talk to me. You know, they have no respect for your sleep. They also have no respect if you're sick. They don't care if you're sick. Your job is to serve them in their eyes, all right? So all of these ways are ways that narcissists are sneaky. And, you know, obviously the other ways that they're sneaky, you guys, that are the basic ones that every single podcaster, social media influencer talks about, is the smear campaign. Yeah, we know they're sneaky. They talk behind your back. But I wanted to give you some more insight into this about just how downright dirty these people can be. All right. So remember, they are people. A lot of times they're people of the night and people of the early morning. That's when they do their dirty work. They're sneaky people that try to get over, and you're dealing you're dealing basically with a reprobate, okay? You're dealing with somebody who's morally corrupt. So any way they could be sneaky, they're going to be sneaky if they feel there is some kind of benefit. And what's the benefit? People say, well, what's the benefit? The benefit, it could be money. The benefit is to hurt you because they're jealous of you. There's a million and one benefits, all right, that they do. This is the reason they do these things, all right? They may be going through your things because they're trying to steal from you, okay? Duh, all right? They may be going through your things because, you know, they're trying to hurt you. depends on your relationship that's going on with the narcissist. They may do an abuse. I can't talk anymore, you guys, because it's so early and I haven't stopped. You know, my kids and my family, everybody's killing me over here and I'm trying to podcast. But they may be doing these things, you guys, because, you know, they're basically miserable people that are ruled by jealousy and envy. That's basically what it is. They're ruled by jealousy and envy, and they're ruled by any supply that they can get out of you. All right. So never, ever, ever trust the narcissist, because they will do some downright and dirty things. And there's one other thing I want to throw in here. All right. Because somebody asked me this. They said, would a narcissist sleep with somebody in their family? And the answer to that is absolutely yes, in some circumstances. Absolutely yes. Remember, narcissism is on a spectrum, okay? So if they are very, very narcissistic, yeah, they could sleep with a family member. And I knew people that did that, not in my family, but somebody that I dated happened in his family, all right? They will sleep with a family member, okay? Why? Because they have no morals and values, all right? So never, ever underestimate what a narcissist can do, because they could be downright dirty with it, all right? So I hope that helps you guys. I'm losing my voice. I got to run. I'm being interrupted here. Have a great day, you guys. And, you know, just distance yourself from these toxic, horrible people, all right? Have a great day, you guys. And don't forget, please subscribe and please, please share the podcast and spread the awareness. This is how we kill the narcissist, by breaking their game, all right? Don't forget, share the podcast. Have a great day, you guys. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123, and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay, and have a great day.